Launching strikes against the southern Gaza city of Rafah Thursday after U.S. President Joe Biden's announced his decision to pause a shipment of some weapons to Israel amid concern over Israel's plan to expand its military operation into Rafah that the United States does not support. In an interview with CNN Wednesday, Biden said he made it clear Israel, if Israel launched a full invasion of Rafah, which they have not done yet, the U.S. would not supply the weapons. He said the U.S. would continue to supply Israel with defensive arms, such as Iron Dome munitions. Speaking to reporters Thursday via remote at the White House, U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said what decision the U.S. makes on weapons for Israel next is up to Israel.
We'll have to make ours based on what they do. We hope they don't make those kinds of decisions to go into Rafah, but I think the president was crystal clear last night that if they do smash into Rafah, go in and invade in a major way, then he's going to have to make future decisions. But again, we hope it doesn't come to that.
Meanwhile, a shipload of humanitarian aid bound for the U.S.-built floating pier in Gaza left from Cyprus Thursday. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
The U.S. vessel, loaded with much-needed humanitarian assistance, departed from the Cypriot port of Larnaca. The relief is desperately needed. As the United Nations has said, northern Gaza is already in full-blown famine. Earlier this week, Israel sent tanks to seize the nearby Rafah crossing with Egypt, shutting down a vital route needed to get assistance into the battered enclave. Despite the launch of a new aid route, humanitarians say aid coming by sea won't be enough to alleviate the dire humanitarian suffering in Gaza. They say the most effective way to get assistance in is by land. I'm Karen Chamas.
You'll find more on this and all the stories we're covering today on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin Thursday hosted his German counterpart, Defense Minister Boris Pistorius, for talks at the Pentagon outside